episode fin.
I like that.
Yeah.
Episode the end.
Yep.
Yeah.
What a sad way to go.
Yeah, well.
The way I worded it was they limped in and they limped out.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, they played the last month of the season kind of
it was poor. It was very poor.
So they limped in and you know, they played those two games that made you think that they had something going, but in the end, they were still.
There was the comeback against Miami, too, at the end of the season.
Yeah, but up until that last half.
They played pretty poorly.
Yeah, and then they played two stinker games. And then
someone told me that if they lost that Miami game, then they would have played either Miami or Charlotte instead.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
They got forked.
Yeah, I think you could have beat either of those teams, maybe, right?
Because of, like, the three-way
I think you definitely could have beat Charlotte.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they played one hell of a season or a series against Miami. But I think you could have held your own against Miami as well.
I think so. And listen, I may sound like I'm being regular Kurt and being down. I'm just being honest.
No, I think we were set up for failure right away when we knew we were going against the Hawks.
I want to let it be known that this was still one of the funnest teams I've watched in a while.
By far.
I still had a great time watching them.
Yeah.
I still love this team. It's my favorite team since probably, I guess, 07, because winning's kind of fun.
Yeah. No, winning's a good time.
But it beats all the other KG Pierce teams.
Yeah.
It's so. Well,
the other finals run was fun.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, I do like this team. They just played like garbage. Doesn't mean I don't like them.
Right.
You know?
No, it was a fun season. You got to see a lot of things. You know, you really, this season, I felt like you could really see the potential that Brad Stevens has as a coach of coaching almost like a, kind of like just a group of misfits. Not like misfits, but like unwanted toys.
Although Danny would draft Glenn Danzig.
You think?
Yeah, short with some talent. You know?
We can get into.
How's his jump shot? Is it poor?
Probably.
It's probably poor.
Probably right up our alley.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And he is athletic looking, you know? Man, some pipes he has, though.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Kind of a crazy guy, right?
You know.
How old is he now?
I was just making a dumb joke.
No, I know, but I'm now.
Well, now, we're fixated on it.
I don't know, like 55?
He's got to be 50s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Mother.
Is it grandmother now?
It might be.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, if you ask me, it was washed up by that time that album came on anyways. But.
Was he with the Misfits after?
No, well before that, yeah.
Before, yeah.
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 1970s, dude.
Is there anybody in the Misfits anymore from the original cast?
Yeah, but Glenn Danzig owns the name.
Does he?
Mm-hmm. So he gets all the money.
Smart man.
Yeah.
Smart man.
It's the Doyle brothers.
Yeah. Yeah. Jerry Only?
Jerry Only, yeah. He's a brother, yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't Jerry Only a hockey player?
No, Michael Graves, the second singer,
Michael
was a
Graves, that's
player.
Right. Yeah. He played for the...
I don't know. I never listened to the Michael Graves Misfits.
No?
No.
I think I've seen the Michael Graves. All right, we're totally off topic, yeah. Yeah. So,
yeah.
disappointment in the season, or you kind of expected...
I was...
For me, I didn't really get my hopes up too much.
I was disappointed.
I was disappointed that we lost, especially from a financially...
You thought they could have played better is the thing.
Yeah.
Especially in if they don't put themselves so far behind in those first two Hawks games or, you know.
Yeah.
It would have been nice to make it all the way to seven and really have that hope.
They played like garbage those last two games. That's what's really disappointing is the effort looked... I don't know if it's a little... At the end of the day, I don't think it really is a lack of effort. It's just a lack of talent.
Right.
You need another person that can score the ball, and you need another person that can shoot the ball. Right?
Right.
Yeah, at minimum.
And it would be nice if those two people could also play defense.
Right.
Yeah. It would be nice if they weren't, like, one-dimensional.
Yeah.
That's the problem with this team, I think, was at the end of the day, there just weren't enough people that could do enough things well.
Same story as last year. Isaiah's great. You get into a seven-game series, you can stop him.
Yeah, he's, there's definitely a book on how to stop him, especially when you're playing the same team again and again. And, you know, as good as Isaiah is on offense, he's always your worst defender on the floor. It's not really lack of effort. It's kind of just, you know, he's undersized and, it, you know, he's easy to pick off. So,
still love him, though.
Yeah.
He just can't be the only guy. That's all. I would still like to keep him and have him with somebody else, but this I think this year is as much as we liked this team, and you know, like we started to like this team last year.
Right.
This is the first full year of Crowder. First full year of Isaiah
Thomas.
You know, Evan Turner was pretty solid all year long.
And also I'll tell you, not a lot of people talked about him this I feel like not a lot of people talked about him. Amir Johnson, I really enjoyed him.
He's a very welcome addition.
Yeah. I really enjoyed him. I mean, I know a lot of people were on the fence in the beginning of the season where it was just like, you know, we spent this time with the Raptors. What was he up there? I'll tell you, he was a great factor in this team, no doubt.
So, I mean, it just – this year just definitely confirmed for me, yeah, they're fun.
Yeah.
But they don't have the talent.
Yeah, C-plus team.
And I'm ready to give up half of the fun guys to get some talent, and then you still have a couple guys that you're attached to from this year, you know?
Right.
Maybe it's not Isaiah. Maybe it's not Crowder. Maybe at least one of them stays. Or at the end of the day, if you're winning, I mean, we had no idea who Eddie House and James Posey were.
Right.
But we ended up loving those guys.
Right.
Because you tend to start to like the secondary guys anyways, you know?
Yeah, winning cures a lot of things.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, this team had some great runs. They had some great, you know, moments in the season for sure. They had some good wins, you know, in Golden State and such. But, you know, there's still a lot of work to make this team into a contender on that level.
Right, yeah.
I wonder how many ladies are listening right now just passing out with the sound of your voice.
It's something special, isn't it?
Man, it is nice when people are sick sometimes, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. It must be water country going on right now.
Splash Mountain.
Yeah. And they just tuned out.
All class in this show, folks. All class.
Who's that jerk?
Follow
us. That's David B. Houghton, guys.
Follow us on Twitter at Gangrene TV.
Whoa,
also on Instagram.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tweet out a picture of Stats and his sex voice.
Yeah, make sure you get the V-neck in.
If you want a date with Stats, give us a call at, I don't even know the number.
508-731-GGTV.
That's 508-731-4488.
Yeah.
Leave a message. Man or lady, I guess. No, why
kinda,
not?
Kind of put me out there.
Yeah. Just put it out there, man. You know?
Absolutely.
And we'll respond back to you. So, all right. So, how about this? How about let's take a break, right?
Yeah.
And in this break,
because I mean, how much more can we sum it up than we already have?
Right. We lost.
It's all been said.
We got busted in the first round again. Now, next year it happens. Then we get a problem, bigger problem.
Yeah.
But let's take this break, and when we come back, let's put a list together of five people you would kick off this team right now.
I can dig.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, for all you Celtics fans out there who want to leave a message for the gang, the number is 508-731-GGTV. Once again, 508-731-4488. Thanks for tuning in and stay infected.
All right, we are back and we have five guys we are going to send packing.
Now,
Dave's idea on the fly, we did not talk about this pregame.
On the fly. Now, I'm not talking about five guys you would trade. Five guys you would put out for trade bait and get other pieces. I'm talking about five guys that you would just completely part ways with. Just
all right, I did a mixture, actually.
Pack your bags.
I would part with these guys right now and not look back.
All right.
Smart.
You know what? How about this? Before we start this, do you want to just – because I'm sure we have a lot of people that are the same on this list. So – I'll just say, got it or don't got it. Okay, so you say smart.
Yeah.
Got it.
Don't got it.
Okay.
The reason why is because I think he's a good trade piece.
I think he's a good trade piece, too.
And I'm over him.
100%. Right. Yeah. I'm in the same boat. We're in the same boat. Sell him now before he completely kills himself out there and he hurts himself and he's completely untradeable.
I think you got to let him. I think you got to give him another year.
I think we're giving him too many years.
It's only the second.
It's too many now.
He's kind of a bonehead.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but you need a bonehead. You need an edge.
Well, go see what Dennis Rodman's doing then. See if he comes out.
I think he's
too young and too valuable.
Avery.
Don't got him. And I almost put him.
And, you know, I should have put Avery first because that would be the hardest guy to get rid of.
Plus, it's alphabetical order.
But I would be willing to give him up to get something. I'm not saying just cut him off the team.
Well, he's another one that you would give up to get.
Right.
Right.
I'm not going to be one of these unrealistic Celtics fans that says, let's keep everyone and get a bunch of people. I'm saying
you can't keep everyone to get anything.
If you're going
to
get someone, people like Avery and Marcus Smart are going to be gone.
They're expendable.
That's
they have value.
They do
exactly.
have value.
You have value.
If
so.
I'm picking, there's other guys I picked before.
I was just trying to be realistic.
No,
I was trying
fine.
To make this conversation a little bit more interesting. Right. Is what I was trying to do.
That's fine.
So, and then my other three are, you know, Sully Olnick. Yeah.
Olnick. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Yep. I have Olnick and Sully and Young.
Yeah.
Those are my first three.
Okay. Yeah. I went kind of in reverse order, but
I got Sully. All right. Here's my list. Zella.
Yeah,
I know that kills you inside.
Nah, I'm over.
I'm over Zella. Zella, Sully, Smart, Olnick, Young. I even did Rozier / Young, but Rozier's too new. He's still got the.
He's gonna take Marcus's spot.
He's still got that new car smell to him, so we'll keep him.
Careful how you talk about these people.
Right.
I had Sullinger, Young, Olnick. I had Turner and Isaiah. Because I feel like Isaiah is the best trade bait, and also I think we've kind of seen what his limitations are in the postseason.
And I think that's why he's not the best trade bait. I think the NBA, you trade potential more than anything.
So let's go.
But
to
so I think Marcus Smart,
a good guy and a good contract that's going to be exciting. I think is going to be valuable to some teams. I think he'd also be valuable to teams as like that already have an Anthony Davis, or say.
No, I see what you're saying. I also think potential sells a lot in the NBA, too.
Yeah, it does.
But you're right.
It surely does. It's just,
okay, so if you were Danny right now, would you sell for trade? Would you trade for draft picks, or would you trade for big players? Yeah.
You can't get any more draft picks. You got too many this year.
That's what I'm saying. You need people.
Yeah,
you need hard body people. Like you actually physically.
Are we getting into our predictions right now? Now that we played that game.
Well, I kind of want to go back to the stats with the Isaiah.
Okay.
Do you get? I mean, I know history forever, blah blah blah. But nobody comes to Boston, the free agent. But like, do you get a free agent if you get rid of Isaiah? I feel like you wouldn't get like a big name free agent if you got rid of Isaiah and Turner.
No, I don't think Turner's gonna be anyone's deciding factor.
No, but I feel like Isaiah definitely would be.
Isaiah might be, but I feel like
there's a guy out there who like a big name free agent right now, Kevin Durant, that would be like, I can help him achieve what he's trying to achieve.
I mean, he's spent his whole career playing with
Westbrook.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Westbrook's a free agent next year. Durant gives him a call, be like, come on over. We have Isaiah Thomas plus Brad Stevens.
You haven't hit the Kool-Aid hard.
You've been hitting something hard.
I'm hitting this brass monkey pretty good. Okay. So, I mean, this episode.
That was a fun exercise. I was just trying to throw like Marcus Smart and Avery Bradley in there because.
Yeah, because we're just trying to get rid of them because they suck.
I think I would like to sell Marcus Smart. Well, he's still got potential.
Yeah,
I'm afraid he's not going to reach the potential.
I'm afraid, like stats is right. This now coming on year three of him. Next season will be year three. This season has to be the deciding factor of Marcus Smart. And if it just comes out to the same old stuff the last two seasons were, then now it's time to go. But in the same sense, if you wait 3 years, he's now exposed and you can't get rid of him. I mean, you can
that's what I'm saying.
He won't have any more trade bait to him, you know? So he's kind of like.
He had that one good game, you know?
Yeah. Everybody can have one.
And then he wouldn't stop shooting threes.
I mean, not basketball. I mean, maybe like a game of Connect Four. I can really tool.
Yeah.
Know. Sometimes he can win in four moves.
Right. You get three in a row, go for one more.
Yeah.
You know?
Happens.
Yeah.
I'd block you.
Yeah, whatever. We can also play Crossfire.
Yeah. Hungry, Hungry Hippos.
I play Hungry, Hungry Hippos every Saturday morning, buddy. Bring it on. I get that golden thing. All the mangoes?
I haven't played Hungry, Hungry Hippos.
I forget what my son calls it. I think they're mangoes. I don't know.
You guys are old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually very accurate.
Whatever, your face is old.
Yeah, your face.
Your face is old.
Yeah. Well, he's actually right, too, Kurt. Your face is old.
As old as I feel.
So let's get right. You want to go into predictions?
If you want to,
or you want to go? Let's go report card. How about this? Let's go report card. Do we want to go? Do you want to piss through every player, or do you want to just like? Should I name a player and you give me the grade? I don't know how you want to do this. Or you want to just give the team a grade as a whole?
We can. I don't know how you want to do it.
Stats, break it down here.
This is great radio.
I know. Let's figure things out now. Okay, Isaiah Thomas.
A+.
Yeah, I think you're already wrong on this.
Yeah.
We're gonna go through the whole list, aren't we? This is gonna be a long show.
This is gonna be fucking miserable for people.
Yeah.
You finally said the fuck word.
God. Isaiah Thomas, B-.
I don't want to go through all the whole list.
Yeah, let's not.
So I give the team as a whole a C+.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I give a C. I think
average plus.
Yeah. I think
needs improvement.
Oh, definitely.
They avoided the gentleman sweep, which is more than we really expected.
Yeah.
You know, Jarebko had a great series.
Your boy Jonas was on fire.
He was.
He is one guy I don't want to get rid of right now because I kind of want to see him play again.
Yeah.
I kind of want you to get that picture signed.
So yeah, me too. Yeah, me too. We got to work on that. Jonas,
mm-hmm.
Hook a brother up.
Jonas, if you know someone who's listening.
Swedes for life.
Yeah.
I mean, other guys that stuck out, like, I mean, I think you give Brad Stevens a B. I mean.
Yeah, I would even give Brad Stevens close to an A.
I think you should have made adjustments in the Hawks series a little sooner.
Yeah, I feel like Brad Stevens gets more credit than he's due. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I mean, I believe people when they say that he's one of the best out-of-timeout play callers.
Sure.
Especially when you see how the Hawks, I forget what game it was. It was either game 3 or 4 where they had they had a chance to win the game, and they just gave it to Teague.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's kind of dribbled, and then kind of
threw it
at Isaiah.
Mm-hmm.
And then went to overtime.
Yeah. And then the Celtics won. You okay over there?
I'm going to make it.
You're going to make it? Just drink some more brass monkey. Kelly Olynyk, I give a complete – I'll give like a D to.
I think I know what I'm going to give Jarrett Sullinger.
A big, fat F.
Four
fat F's.
Oh, geez. I don't know what's going on there. That's a mystery. Like,
bag of fat.
He's done. Like, he's an unrestricted free agent, right?
Yeah.
I don't even know. Is
he? No, he is. Right. Him and Zeller are unrestricted.
So don't even offer Sullinger anything.
No, because this year he made – Sullinger made, I think –
Cookies?
Cookies. He made $2.5 million this year, so now he's going to demand – better money, but he's not going to get it.
Salary cap's going up. I mean,
salary cap's going up, so he's going to want more money. But get him,
dude. That fast food that adds up. Like, you need to have a good wallet for that.
Yeah. Ask your buddy Antoine.
Yeah.
Ask your buddy Glenn.
Man, there was a sad. Yeah. There was a sad story about Antoine in Sports Illustrated a couple of years ago when he was playing for the D Leagues.
Yeah.
And his bunkmate was just this young stud of a man who was like wanting to. NBA all the way, and he really wanted to showcase his talents in the D League, and he was going to be like this great player, and he was bunkmates with Antoine Walker, and every night Antoine Walker just had fried chicken and beer, and he watched TV, and he didn't care. And it totally brought down the guy who was his bunkmate. I don't actually think his bunkmate ever made it. Sad story.
I don't think many people from the D League actually make it.
No, it's tough. A lot of people don't even make the D League.
Yeah, so James Young, F.
That's why you play overseas. Yeah, James Young, F.
I thought Terry Rozier had a good series.
Yeah, and you're overall. Very down on him.
Yeah, yeah, you know, he's definitely a good rebounder. I don't know what he's ever going to be able to do on the offensive side.
Better than what I expected, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of downgraded him all year for you. I kind of gave him really a low bar for you.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I was like, oh, this guy's not awful.
No.
I don't know what he's ever going to do on offense besides, you know, I don't know if he can ever be part of a system.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'd be willing to give it a, you know, throw it up the flagpole, see if it waves kind of thing. You know?
Yeah, might as well. I mean other grades besides that, I mean, Avery had a good year, I thought, overall.
I was down on Avery to begin the year. He had a very good year.
Yeah.
So I'll give him a solid B.
I'd give Jay Crowder an A before he got hurt, and then after that, I don't know what to give him because he never seemed like the same guy.
I know, like two Jekyll and Hyde, right?
Almost like an incomplete.
Yeah.
You know, it really is.
Definitely had an A before that, though.
Yeah, yeah. He
had a great season.
Oh, yeah.
You could argue he was better than Isaiah.
Yeah, we could have definitely argued that.
So I guess we don't have to do word association.
Nah, we kind of just do that.
So
you don't want to give, like, Brian Dew a grade? You want to give, like, Walter McCarty? McCarty looked pretty intimidating on some timeouts.
Yeah. Did he ever work out his whole stealing the furniture thing?
Walter McCarty?
Yeah.
What kind of
furniture? Did he steal your furniture? What happened?
Like, a thing, like, 2 years ago where he was, like, had to go to court for stealing furniture from some furniture company? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to look into that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not trying to, like, slander anyone, so maybe I should
Brian,
do some research before I...
Brian Dew, I'd give an A to. No one got really badly banged up.
That's true. Yeah. You know, at least towards the end of the season.
Brian Dew on Instagram, and he's pretty funny.
Do you really?
Yeah, he's a good dude.
How come we couldn't make Kelly better and get out there? And
because Kelly just sucks.
He's too short to deal with Kelly.
Yeah.
Ed Lassert, not a good season. We're Ed Lassert. Eddie Palladino, great season.
Great season.
Yeah.
Way to get that voice going.
Aztec Geno, good season.
See, I heard he got deported.
I heard that too. But I thought I heard something else. I mean, if you know anything, get in touch with us.
Jesus.
Who else had a great season?
All right, so I can't.
Celtics, let's get Celtics fans. Give them like a C. Maybe.
Give them a D.
Yeah. Oh, pretty poor,
listen,
poor
listen.
Showing.
You know what, though? I'm soured on Celtics fans, and I'll tell you why. Because, I mean, obviously it's no surprise. I work in
the
area.
Here we go. They tip poorly.
Listen, if you made $3 an hour, you'd be over here complaining, too. But listen.
Yeah, you know what? I know. So.
Yeah. But there are people that come into
I make four.
There are people come into that place, and they're like, oh, why isn't Isaiah Thomas just scoring every basket ever? And it's like, dude, you just don't know anything about anything. Like, there are people who actually, like, live for the sport, and there's people who are just like, they're doing good this time? Yeah, I want to be on that. The pink hats.
My customers don't tip me either, and then my back hurts.
Because we're all dead.
So
let's give the Papa Shot machine a D.
The Papa Shot at Sully's. Yeah, because the one
keeps breaking.
Well, the one on the right side keeps jamming up. So
the one on the left side's broken now. What's the deal?
D. You sell these guys. You got to reel you in.
D minus. And reel us in, Kurt.
This is the...
I give Brian Scalabrine a C. I was expecting a little better.
Were you?
This season, yeah.
He's about to take over the whole
he's
Tommy
He's better than Tommy, though.
Gorman gets an A. I don't know if Gorman's ever not gotten an A.
Mike Gorman is phenomenal.
Yeah,
Mike Gorman is the teacher's pet.
He is...
Great student.
I'll give Max, Max and Grandy a solid A.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're always great.
Yeah, Max and his sandwiches.
Mike Gorman's awesome. Mike Gorman's even awesome in his interviews.
Yeah.
He makes you want to, like, hang out with him.
I thought Abby Chin was good this year.
Yeah, well, she's coming back from having a baby, so.
Yeah, no, she was good,
That's
though.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Who else can we give grades?
I'll give Red's Army, John and Chuck. I'll give them a solid B because, why the hell not?
They do their job.
Yeah, they do their job.
I'm going to give Dave a...
Incomplete.
Let's say B minus. You can do better.
I could do.
I can see you doing better.
I can do better. Yeah, I'd give the whole show, this whole show, an incomplete.
A D.
I'll give WCAT a C minus. They need to figure out the Wi-Fi here.
So far it's working. I'd give it a C plus tonight. That's for goddamn sure.
You know, I think the deadline's passed, but we'll see.
Any final thought? Oh, you know what I want to do? I do have a final thought on the Celtics. Before we end this segment, let's make it even longer and more painful.
Yeah, shit.
Why not? You listen to the radio. You're at the, you're on the bus going, when the hell is this going to end? And why did I click on this?
I want to make some pretty, you know what? Let's, we can bust this up into a couple more segments. Let's take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll start fresh. We'll
regroup.
Reboot. So we'll be right back. Gangrene TV on iTunes is brought to you by Viking Motorsports. For all your general repairs and performance upgrades, Viking Motorsports is located on 134 Newbury Street, Peabody, Mass. That's Route 1 South, 978-536-3278. Make sure to rate and review us on iTunes, and thank you to Viking Motorsports. We are back once again, and as we said, we're going to do a little bit of predicting.
Let's predict this.
Yeah.
I predict this show will
be cool.
Your prediction's wrong.
Yeah. Yep. Sounds about right. Mm-hmm. So anyways, what I wanted to do was first predict what is going to happen with little ping pong balls.
Yep.
As we know, they are sending Isaiah Thomas down.
Which is pretty
cool. To represent us, yeah.
Yeah.
So that way, when we get the pick, Danny can trade that little ping pong ball and Isaiah all in one right away.
That night.
Yeah.
So Isaiah Thomas is going to be like, oh, right, we got the second pick. Danny's going to grab the mic and go, I hereby trade Isaiah Thomas and this ping pong ball with the second pick to anyone. And then all of a sudden, someone's going to go, I'll take that. Hmm. You know, instantly.
You think that's how it's going to happen?
Yeah. Well, most likely.
Now, where do you think it's going to fall? What's your gut?
My gut says 3, but I'm going 2.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Stats.
I'm going with 3.
No. Going with 3?
Going with the numbers?
Is that the most?
It's the most likely outcome.
Yeah, it's the most likely outcome.
I have 5.
You know what? If you're a Celtics fan, you should have 14.
I got 5.
Okay.
You know why? The little saying called history repeats.
Yeah. No free agent will ever come here, and you'll never get better than 5.
Number 5. And we're going to get Jeff Green, number 2, and it's going to be awesome. And once again, we will be mediocre, saying, I just wish we could get a little bit better.
Stats. After Ben Simmons, is there anybody?
I don't think he helps you right away either.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't think he helps you right away.
There's the Ingram
either.
Kid from Duke. There's
I think all of it helps you if you take it and trade it.
That Steven Seagal guy?
Yeah. Well, he's not a cook, though.
Oh. I don't know.
Right. There's Dragon Bender. There's Buddy Hield.
Oh, that's what I was talking about.
Dragon Bender. Yeah. He's a fun name.
That's like a. It sounds like something like some mythical creature who's just been on a drinking rampage. Dragon Bender. Like,
yeah.
Is it spelled exactly how I believe it would be?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's just a drunk mythical
creature.
Actually,
I kind of hope we draft that dude now.
Yeah. I would totally get a shirt.
That's what we've been linked with.
Yeah.
There's Jamal Murray from Kentucky. I mean, there's always going to be
guys. Is that Bill Murray's son?
Yeah, it is. It's Bill Murray and Andy Murray had a.
So anyways.
Ghostbusters 4.
Really?
Yeah, Jamal Murray.
Oh. Anyways.
I ain't scared of you.
My other prediction is, are they going to actually make the pick or trade it?
Trade.
Trade.
I'm gonna go with trade.
Me, I as well too.
I'm gonna go with trade, but because we all know how Danny operates, he's just gonna pick it.
Number 3.
Oh yeah, that's
exactly how you thought, right?
Yeah.
And they're gonna pick or trade.
I think they're gonna pick.
Really?
I think they're gonna try to pick and sign and
trade the other first rounders.
They're gonna try to probably trade the first rounder for like next year's first rounder or something stupid like that. And then they're going to take this pick. They're going to try to use it to entice someone to come or to make some trade to pair him with something like that.
LeBron James.
So it's going to be a not as rapid as we want, but a little bit more of a slow burn.
Yep.
Okay.
Gives Danny more time to just sit in that office.
And you think with the number 3 pick, you're going to get some talent?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's always possible. I mean, it's not just about that pick either. I mean, you know, let's not act like this is like the one, you know, the best guy gets taken first overall. I mean, Draymond Green got taken in the second round. Kawhi Leonard got taken like 16th or something. I mean, we can't.
All right.
You know, we can't pretend that those are the only picks, right? So, you know, it's not about what they do. You know, there's no sure thing this year either. It's not like there's LeBron. Right. It's not like there's Dwight Howard. It's not like there's that one guy that, you know, or even two like Odin and Durant, you know?
Right.
It's not really like that. I mean, there's...
It's not the 03 or 07 draft.
Yeah. I mean, Ben Simmons and the Ingram kid from Duke are definitely the most talked about at this point, but both of them, you know, both of them need work. I mean, Ingram, you can blow him away with a strong wind. Dude's frail. So he's got a lot of growing to do.
Dragon Bender shooting hot fire right out of the...
He's over 7 feet, man. Yeah. You don't want to talk about him like that. You don't want to talk about him, dude.
I want him to come to the Sully's every night. It's amazing. So what else we got? Bring it home.
Hashtag bring Dragonbender home.
Hashtag let's get mythically drunk.
Do you want to do in the hoop, Dave?
Yeah, who's going to win? I get the Spurs.
You get the Spurs?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with if Steph Curry can stay healthy.
They're not going to beat the Spurs.
I don't know. Listen,
I think
I've been a Spurs fan for a long time. David Robinson was one of my favorite players.
Do you know what I didn't realize till this morning?
What?
Last night, which you were complaining about the refs and everything.
Oh, the garbage.
That was the second home loss the Spurs had all year.
Yeah.
You know who talked about that? Nobody. I didn't even realize it. So they were just as good as Golden State all year.
Guy, do you remember LeBron James bitching all season about how he wasn't talked about because Steph Curry was talked about? Yeah, join the Spurs over there.
So I think the Spurs are going to win.
Oh, I can back you up on that.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
I think the Cavs are going to win.
Ugh,
really?
God. Yeah. I think the West is going to beat up on itself.
No, I don't.
LeBron's going to sneak his way into the finals. Going to get there healthy this year.
God. God help us all.
I'm not saying that's what I want to happen.
You're depressing me.
I want the Spurs to win. I just think it's lining up for that.
1964 was the last time Cleveland won anything, and that was the Browns, okay? Okay? The mistake by the Lake curse is real, okay? That's real.
That's what they used to say about the curse of Bambino, too.
Yeah, and that was real until 86 years later. Pedro drilled the ball up Bambino's ass after they dug him up.
Yeah.
You know?
Until Curt Schilling said a bunch of racist stuff, and then he pitched with a bloody sock.
Curt Schilling. Yeah, no, that was a ketchup sock. I don't want to get into Curt Schilling right now. He's a loser, too. Nobody
You know he's going to listen to this, right?
Yeah, of course he is. He's got nothing else to do. He's jobless.
They edited him out of the special, I heard, too.
He's jobless and ruined an entire state. So... Yeah. So whatever.
That was really bad. Did you hear about that? The company was supposed to be paying like mortgages for employees that moved,
and they never did.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's unreal.
What a jerk.
Chilling.
They gave people defaulted mortgages. Yeah. Like that's unreal.
Imagine that.
Unreal.
Scumbag. Paul Pierce set to retire, maybe.
Yeah.
You think he comes over to the Celtics for one more time?
No, I think he's gonna come on the show.
I don't think so.
It's going to be...
Might be a one-day contract.
Kurt, Stats,
he's
and
do
Paul.
The, I can't even show up.
Are we going to make him...
Can I be outside?
No. Yeah. Dave has to stay on, and we have to make him like the junior...
He can be the new D-bag. Well, yeah. He can direct.
Listen, he can fall asleep in that chair over there.
Yeah. Yeah. Paul, if you're listening, there's always a job here opening for you.
And call the Swede and have him sign my picture.
Yeah. They didn't play together, so they don't
know. No, I know, but I think everyone in the NBA has each other's numbers. That's what it seems like.
I bet you can get numbers pretty easily.
There's so many interviews like, oh, yeah, I know, I sent so-and-so a text.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's possible.
I feel like some of that's BS.
Oh, okay.
But you're right, though. I mean, anything, you can get
it. Sure, you could tweet at him.
Yeah.
I could.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna keep tweeting at
him. Oh, awesome. Yeah. Perfect.
Maybe. Yeah, I'm sure he's still around.
Yeah. Simon's bridging. You're crazy again. He's got a new baby. You guys got something in common.
I saw. That's right.
I mean, his wife is a smoke show, but
yeah,
whatever. Your wife is my cousin, so whatever. All right. So
it's about even.
Yeah.
We want to thank everybody at Red Zombie, everybody out there in the old radio land.
Yeah.
It's been a.
We'll see. We'll come back for some specials, right? Maybe.
It's been a. It's been a season. I won't say good. I won't say bad. It's been a season. It's a tough one for us.
That it has.
You know, maybe I don't know how many shows we did this season. Maybe 15. Maybe
13, 14.
Maybe 15. Maybe 5 made it. I don't know. But thanks everybody out there.
Thanks for listening. Bearing with us.
Yeah.